to Marvelicious Toys. Hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more. Because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to the second annual Marvelicious Toys Black Friday special.
Also known as...
Oh, yeah, sweet Christmas. Because that's what you're going to say about all the deals we found for you. And the cool things you can buy for yourself or your loved one or for yourself.
You know, we've been doing the Star Wars Action News Holiday Gift Guide over at SWActionNews.com for 6 years. And it's come to be known, some listeners have emailed in, as the episode the wife listens to. But I've noticed Marvel Comics, there's a lot of female listeners to this show. So maybe this is the episode the husbands listen to or the boyfriends listen to.
Yeah, or the grandma.
The grandma.
Or the uncles.
Here, Aunt Judy, this is what I want. Yes, it's something called MODOK.
It really is kind of a public service, though, because as a collector, it's always hard to be, like, super specific with, like, trying to tell somebody what you want. Because usually you get what you want when you see it, you know? Unless it's something you just don't want to spoil yourself with, you're most of the time going to pick something up when you see it.
Well, of course, today is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our American listeners. And
happy Thursday to the rest of you!
And if you're listening to this, you're probably already in line.
The line started Wednesday day.
That is true. I went out Wednesday afternoon, and we're not in a very big town, a medium-sized town, and there was already, like, 9 people sitting outside of Best Buy. I think they're there for savings. I don't think it's an Occupy Best Buy movement.
So wait, you think they sat out all the way through Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah. There was a big tent.
Dude, they have TVs for $25 off.
That is some tenacity.
I know. Can you imagine missing your entire family get together to save, like, what, maybe $100?
Wait a second. So you're saying that I can sit outside in 40-degree temperatures against a stone-cold wall for 2 days.
Yes.
And save money.
Uh-huh.
Or I can have dinner with your father.
Well, it's not even Black Friday anymore. Now it's Black Thursday.
Yeah, and to be honest, for Marvel collectors, there's not a whole lot of reasons to go out. There are some savings on Marvel items, but really few and far between this year. We're going to tell you about some of the better ones, but honestly, if you're looking for good deals on figures and toys and things, which Black Friday has often been a good way to get, there's not a lot of them. I mean, for example, Toys R Us, they're kind of breaking tradition. They're opening nationwide at 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night.
They're giving the middle finger to Target and Walmart, I think. We're opening at 9. We'll see your midnight.
Next year, they're going to open at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
But their big sale is the Spider-Man line deluxe figures, which are the ones that squirt water. There's two different, like, sea-dew Spider-Mans and a water-squirting Venom. You buy one, you get two free.
And that's just 3 too many, if you ask me.
They also have the Superhero Squad Flying Headquarters, which I bought for Marjorie last year around Christmas on clearance at Toys R Us for $20, now $15.
Yeah, but I still like it.
Yeah, and that's the one that shows up at TJ Maxx and Marshall's every once in a while, too, at a pretty decent price.
And then something I wasn't familiar with, the Superhero Squad Touch Tech 13-inch vehicle for $13.99.
So you're touching 13 inches.
That one was a little too easy.
It was.
What's the tech?
It looks like Optimus Prime to me, with a Superhero Squad logo on the side.
Oh.
They've also got the Transformers Marvel Legends crossover figures for $9.99, which is 50% off. Jason, our webmaster, really likes these. And if you're into them, they look kind of cool, but I'm just not big on Transformers when they cross over. One other thing that it's got there is 50% off of the Iron Man 2 Rolling Battle Headquarters.
And that comes with the least articulated Iron Man figure ever.
He just stands in one spot like a nutcracker?
Pretty much. Well, he's got old 1970s four-point articulation. But it's an Iron Man figure. Now, Toys R Us is also having some doorbuster deals. These are only good Thursday from 9 p.m. till Friday at 1 p.m. For video games, they're having buy one, get one $5 for a few titles, which include Spider-Man Edge of Time and X-Men Destiny. You can hear my reviews of those in a couple previous episodes. I think X-Men Destiny is only worth $5. If you like Squinkies, they're having 30% off all dispensers, and that includes the Spider-Man dispenser that comes with the exclusive Marvel Squinkies. And then, if you have kids, lenticular puzzles are buy one, get one half off, and there's at least a Spider-Man one of those.
All right. So what you're saying is there's no reason for us to head out to Toys R Us tonight.
None at all, honestly, except I do need that water-squirting Venom.
Why do you need water-squirting Venom?
Well, because he's Venom, and he squirts water that I could say is Venom. Not that Venom actually is venomous.
I wonder if the sweet spot would be like 3 a.m.
You need to get people loopy.
For the water squirting vehicles, I think I can go in at 5 o'clock at night and they're still going to have a full selection. Yeah. These things don't sell.
Those are pool toys more than action figures.
And we have a pool, so can we get them?
Why, yes. Yes, we can.
I think that if you're going to buy one, you should get two free and make them fun since we have a pool.
Okay, we'll get two free since I happen to already have two of the three. This will work out perfectly.
Well, you're going to turn away free toys.
Okay, so we'll be going to Toys R Us. I still say 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, not at a crazy time. Over at Kmart, which is opening up at 5 a.m., whatever, it's going to be totally over by then. They've got Captain America Disc Launching Shield for $16.99. Now, listener Andrew was looking for a larger Captain America figure for his son, and they also have the 10-inch Captain America electronic action figure for $16.99 also.
Looks like they have some good DVD and Blu-ray deals going on at Kmart, though. $12.99 for the X-Men First Class Blu-ray?
That's great, except Amazon's been putting it for $9.99 lately. I don't know when that will end, but for several days now, it's been $9.99 on Amazon. And if you buy more and get the free Super Saver shipping, or if you're a Prime member, that's $10, no sales tax, no shipping.
So I couldn't wait for that movie to go on sale, though. I just had to buy it when it first came out because I love that movie.
Yeah, possibly, unless something really comes out and surprises me, that'll be my favorite movie of this entire year.
Well, we haven't seen the Muppet movie yet.
We haven't seen the Muppet movie yet, or Hoover.
What the hell's Hoover?
The J. Edgar film.
Oh, I'm not seeing that crap.
Also, if you're wanting a DVD, they have X-Men Origins Wolverine for $9.99.
What's a DVD, Arnie?
Now, at Hastings, if you still have one of those.
I didn't even know they were still open.
Ours went bankrupt and shut down in a, like, multi-city area. There's none anywhere near us. But they have the new game Spider-Man Edge of Time for $29.99, and they open at 8 a.m.
Quakers.
Is that regularly the $40 or a $50 or $60 game? What is that?
I paid $60, so it's about half off.
That's not bad. There's a Hastings in a town about 45 miles away from here. I might.
Justin, gas money, time. Calculate how much you make in an hour, and then add the gas in. You're not going to save any money.
But it's 30. Okay.
Think about it.
And even though I paid $60, it's down to hovering at $53 on Amazon as regular price. And the Xbox 360 version is already down to 38.
All right. I'm not going 45 miles away tomorrow. Not at 8 a.m. anyway.
It would be 90 miles by the time you made a round trip.
Oh, now you got to go putting logic into the situation.
Hey, I have to have this talk with Arnie quite often, so.
It's the thrill of the hunt. It doesn't matter if it makes logical sense.
I know.
And the agony of the defeat drive home.
Yeah.
The drive of shame.
Drown your sorrows in a Coke from Steak and Shake or something. Over to Entertainment Earth, and Arnie called me about this one because it actually started Wednesday, and we had this discussion that was basically a whole bunch of,
They're having a pretty big sale, though, on a lot of things, not just a couple of Marvel items. That giant Cloverfield doll that I wondered who would ever buy this.
I don't think it's a doll. Isn't it an action figure?
Well, it's bigger than an action figure. It's like 2 feet tall, but I still wondered who would pay over $100 for it. It's half off, and they got a whole bunch of sales. In the Marvel arena, they have two life-sized prop replicas from Museum Replicas, and they're both Iron Man kind of Mark One helmets in silver or gold.
Yeah, pretty good prices too. I mean, the steel silver one usually goes, well, originally went for $350. That's marked down to $90. Now, at $90, I'm not a huge fan of that helmet, but that's pretty cool looking for under the $100 mark.
I was sitting there in the same boat, Justin. I'm like, you know, I'm not a big fan of that helmet, but it's cheap. And it's big. I mean, it would probably look very nice in a display room.
In someone else's house.
And they also have the gold version for only $5 more. And I think, you know, maybe it's the hip hopper in me, but I like the bling of the gold.
I thought it looked very good in the silver with that base, but we're still not buying it.
But yeah, I've passed on both of these, but I certainly recommend you go pick them up, as in you, Justin, or you, the listener, because, I mean, the gold one retailed originally for $400. Now, obviously, the rest of the world were kind of like us, looking at it like, meh. Because if it's down to $95, that's got to be, I'd say, less than Entertainment Earth probably paid.
Oh, yeah, you're getting down below wholesale costs there, I bet you.
So those are both available for the next few days through Entertainment Earth. And there are other deals online. Sideshow is having sales. They have the Hot Toys Odin $20 off and some other items. Be sure to head to our homepage at MarveliciousToys.com and sign up for our Sales to Astonish newsletter. And we will email you every time a new bargain comes up, because we don't know all the online sales that will happen on Black Friday. And God only knows what Cyber Monday will bring from Sideshow Entertainment Earth, Things from Another World, and more. So head to our homepage. And while you're at our homepage, be sure you've got just a few days left to sign up for our holiday gift exchange.
Oh, yeah. I get the feeling it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. We've done it with Star Wars Action News in the past, so this will be a lot of fun with Marvel, because it just is a whole different world.
And if you're worried about how much you have to spend, just remember, you're just committing to give a $10 gift shipped to another Marvel fan. And you can choose to stay in your same country or ship internationally and see what Marvel fans in other countries have for collectibles.
Yeah, and it's always fun just to get a surprise in the mailbox one day between now and Christmas. A surprise is going to show up on your doorstep that you might forget about.
And you're not just giving, you're getting, like you say, Justin. And it's not totally random. You get to pick some things. You can tell your secret Santa the types of things you want. If you're into Minimate, if you're into all things Wolverine, if you are really wanting something relating to Squirrelpool, you can put these down and your secret Santa can scramble to try to meet your needs. And if all you want is an Arnim Zola plushie, well, they don't make that, so you're just going to get something else.
I still want the taxidermy Squirrelpool.
I didn't know we could put Squirrelpool on our list. I'm going to amend mine. I want Squirrelpool. I just want the bust. Marjorie wants a real dead squirrel.
Well, no, not just a dead squirrel. It'd be one that would be made up like Deadpool. No one send me dead squirrels. Justin, if I get a dead squirrel, I am so going to get mad at you.
So you want a dead squirrel in a gimp mask, because that's basically what Squirrel Pool is. This is a dead squirrel in a mask.
S&M's dead squirrels coming your way, Marjorie.
Thanks, guys.
So please be sure to sign up. The last date for that is December 1st, so we can get all the secret Santas mailed out, and you'll have your gift by the holidays.
Well, speaking of gifts, why don't we get into our gift guide so you can get your list or things you might possibly want to your loved ones so they can make you happy this holiday season.
We've got a lot of great gift ideas this year. Think of this as just a what's what, and we're trying to stay away from pre-orders. There will be a few pre-orders. God knows Marjorie and I are used to getting little envelopes under the tree instead of actual items, gifts to be delivered later. But we're trying to focus on stuff that you could actually get and wrap for your loved one or yourself by the holidays. And we'll start with some obvious ones. The thing that really kind of got Marjorie and I into Marvel hardcore, I've read the comics back in the 90s and things, but what brought me back, the movies. And this has been a huge Marvelicious year for films. As we mentioned, X-Men First Class already on sale at Kmart, currently going for $9.99 for the Blu-ray on Amazon. And as I said, this may be my favorite movie of the entire year. It's my favorite X-Men movie of the entire series. I mean, we had some other good movies this year, but X-Men First Class really was first class. And if you know a Marvel fan or an X-Men fan who doesn't have this movie, it's a wonderful stocking stuffer for $10.
I'd be happy to get it. I'll say that.
Well, and you can take these movies also and make a theme pack, because you can make an Avengers gift pack for a loved one.
That's true. I mean, you could give them Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, and Cap, and they could have a movie marathon leading up to May's Avengers, which, you know, they released some new posters for it and launched the site, and as we get closer, I just get more excited.
And see, what you could do is buy the pre-Avengers movies and then buy a gift card for Fandango or whatever your local flavor is for the movie theater and commit to taking that person to the movie when it comes out.
That's a cool idea.
That is great. I like that idea a lot. If I didn't already own all these movies, I think you should do that.
Well, we're seeing the movie anyway, so what difference does it make?
Plus, it's a good preparation for all the now-playing reviews we're going to be doing next year.
It's a nice way to acclimate a loved one to movies that, you know, you're going to make them watch anyway.
So be sure, if you do use this gift idea, make sure you put a little piece of paper with a link to the now-playing website in there so they can get a new listener.
And be careful, there are 3 brand new Captain America movies out on Blu-ray and DVD, and you really want to get the one that says The First Avenger, otherwise you might be buying them the 1990 one that stars J.D. Salinger's son, or the double feature of TV movies from 1979. Now playing will be reviewing all of those, but it does get a little confusing since they're all in the new release section at once.
But in all fairness, if you look at the one from the 70s and confuse that with the most current one, you might need to go to the eye doctor. That 70s cap was funky.
Yeah, but they've really doctored up the cover so that you can't even see it that well. All you see is the shield.
Is it the see-through shield instead of white?
They put it on a white background, so you'll never know.
Oh, those cheaters.
And speaking of the gift card idea, Marjorie, there's always the iTunes gift card, which could not only be used for a lot of these movies in digital format. There's the Marvel Knights animation motion comics. There's all the Lionsgate animation that's available there. Or the recent anime series. Those are up there in seasons. And the X-Men one is actually really good. I didn't care so much for Wolverine or Iron Man, but the X-Men anime, really good. It's $30 a season on iTunes, so you could get it there. Or they could spend it on video games. There's a lot of Marvel video games available for iPod Touch, iPad, and the iPhone. And I've got to say, those games are probably the best Marvel games we've gotten this year. Because if you look at what consoles have had, yeah, we got Spider-Man Edge of Time, and we got Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
For as good as the movies were this year, the games were...
I mean, really, if there's a video gamer in your life who loves Marvel, my recommendation, go back to last year and get them Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. That game really rocks. If they love the fighting games, maybe Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is their speed. It wasn't ours. Edge of Time isn't bad. I think I'd prefer it as a gift versus something I paid for. But the rest of this year's games, we got a Thor game, a Cap game, an X-Men game. Do not do those. Do not give those as gifts.
Yeah, those seem just kind of like quick movie, get them out there so you can have a tie-in. But you mentioned a little bit in iTunes that there were some decent games there. The Spider-Man HD game for the iPad, that's a fun little game. And that might be a fun little gift if you'd, like you said, just put it on a gift card or something.
I've played the heck out of that one. And I like the Cap game, too, that came out for the iPad. So there are some good games out there for the mobile devices. Speaking of mobile devices, that would be another good gift. Previously on the show earlier this year, we talked about the HP TouchPad and how it is a flash-enabled thanks to WebOS, and they were down to $99, and you could use the Marvel Comics Digital Comics Unlimited service, the DCU, on the HP TouchPad. Well, the TouchPads are now virtually impossible to get, and there are other flash-enabled browsers out there. I went out and picked up a Kindle Fire just for this show, because I wanted to be able to tell our listeners if that would be a good comic reader.
You have to have a stockpile of tablets going on over there.
Oh, we have like Best Buy right now in our living room. Between the touchpads, iPads, and now a Fire, it's like a Best Buy showroom.
Awesome. I'll be over after a while.
Yeah, sometimes he wears a blue golf shirt and khaki pants. and just mills around. Can I help you, ma'am? Are you looking for anything in particular? Yeah, my sanity.
Well, I, for one, am interested to know if it's worthwhile for the DCU, because I have the DCU and don't use it very much.
Here's the thing about the Kindle Fire that makes it attractive is it's only $200, and it's a full Android tablet. Now, it's only 7-inch versus the 9-inch that you get with the touchpad or the iPad. But despite being a little bit smaller, this is a fully featured tablet. It doesn't have a lot of memory on it, just about 7 gigs of RAM. So you couldn't load it up with movies and the way you could an iPad, but it's a lot cheaper. It does run Flash. I did load up the Marvel DCU on it, and at first I was stymied. There is a quick thing you have to do when you load it up. You have to set your Flash preferences to reading in single page mode. It doesn't work with the smart panels. If you've ever read the digital comics online, it tries to like zoom in on every panel so it's really big to read. But if you go into single page viewing mode, it works really well. It loads really quickly. Now, I went to Best Buy and the guy in the blue shirt, I came in there and I was like, I'd like to demo a Kindle Fire, because my first impulse was not, let me go buy this to test. My first impulse was, let me go to the store and test it in the store. And this Best Buy employee wearing too much cologne with a strangely affected voice that was really off-putting, and he was a close talker on top of all of this, came up and in his very affected voice, can I help you? And I'm like, well, I'd like to see a Kindle Fire. They're right over here.
So wait, it was Mr. Movie Phone?
It really kind of, it's like he was doing that.
Wow.
And so I'm like, well, I'd like to test out the browser. It's stuck in demo mode. Unfortunately, you can't test anything. Well, I want to test the performance. What do you want to try? Well, there's a site that I want to read stuff on. I want to see how well it loads. Well, if you want that, you should try the BlackBerry. It has the best web browser available. Okay, let me go try that. It's also $199, down from $499. So I'm like, maybe this would be what I'd recommend. And I tried loading it up. It took forever to try to load a single Marvel comic. So if you go to a Best Buy and somebody's like, try the BlackBerry instead, don't. It will not handle the Marvel Digital Comics Unlimited. It just takes up too much RAM. I don't think the BlackBerries have the RAM to do it. The Kindle Fire, if you put it in single page mode, does work. Is it smaller? Yes. I had to use the magnify text feature once in a while. But it does work for the comics on the go. It's Wi-Fi only, but it is a solution. In addition, it also has the Comixology app, so you can buy the comics which Marvel has announced next year are going day and date of release, so you can get all of your comics right here on your Kindle and read them. And I didn't even need to zoom in. Those were so high res, and the screen is so sharp.
Hmm. Interesting.
So for a real loved one, you could buy them a Kindle Fire bundled with a Digital Comics Unlimited subscription.
Why don't you just buy them an iPad?
Because you can't use Digital Comics Unlimited with an iPad.
Exactly.
Of course, the Best Buy employee was like, well, you do know Flash is going away in all mobile tablets and phones. I'm like, yes, but there's still a lot of sites that use it.
Yes, eventually, big guy. Are they expandable at all? You said 7 gig. Can you put more memory in there?
No.
No?
That's going to be your limitation. But for the DCU, it's not going to be a problem because you're reading them all online. It's just a problem of if you wanted to load up a bunch of your own movies and things. I mean, in the end, it's a cheap tablet. But how much do you want to pay to read online comics?
Yeah, I'm ready in for 60.
But you just wanted the action figure.
Exactly.
Now, some other books that are available. Marjorie almost got this for me for Christmas, but then I bought it for myself. The Spider-Man Vault. This is continuing the Vault series of books, which are really in-depth books that come with a lot of extras, a lot of little bonus things packed in, so you get to see all kinds of nifty little pages that they drew beforehand, so it really has the feeling of being more of a collectible than a book.
And another book you could also get, and it's in the bargain bin at Barnes & Noble, which I think some books are just made for that.
No, we actually found out this book was originally printed back in 07, has been reprinted and rebound with a nice padded cover specifically for Barnes & Noble bargain bins. So if you've ever suspected books are printed just to go in the bargain bin, this, yes, I've proven it. They are.
X-Men, their characters, and their universe. It's $25. It's $15 on Amazon. Fantastic book. It's a gifty book. It looks great sitting on your shelf because it's got a great cover. Really neat thing to get for not a lot of money.
And last year they came out with one very similar that was just about the entire Marvel Universe. It's a great companion piece. I've started amassing a series of matching volumes on my bookshelf that look real nice.
Hmm. But kind of keeping in that same vein is the Marvel Encyclopedia. They have the hardcover edition from DK Publishing. And this is one that they kind of update over the years. And the last time they did it was around 2009. And that one is currently at Amazon for right around $23.
That's a great price. And I picked up this book last year. It's not the most in-depth thing in the world. It's not going to be Wikipedia in print. But I love it for all the various art it has and the details it has. It's a great go-to reference when I'm like, so who's Arnim Zola?
Exactly. That's exactly the point. It's a great visual guide with just, you know, enough information to make you dangerous about a character or make you want to go find out more about him. Well, if you're more like me and like to draw more than you like to read, because reading can be boring. Come on, let's be honest. No, there's always a ton of books out there on how to learn how to draw and stuff like that. But the one that I've always kind of dug and take a look at every once in a while is the one that's directly from Stan Lee himself. It's Stan Lee's How to Draw Comics. And I'm sure you can find it at most bookstores, but Amazon has it sitting up there at a decent price of only $16.49 right now. And there's also used ones and gently used ones sitting around there too. So if you know somebody who likes to draw or just, you know, doodles a little bit, this shows you the real technique and how to pencil in the proper shapes and go from amorphous blobs into a cool looking character with perspectives and all that stuff. So that's something I think would be really neat for your budding little artists out there.
Given that I can't even do my ABCs legibly, I wonder if it could teach me how to draw.
It couldn't hurt. It couldn't make you any worse, I'll say that.
No, it couldn't. I'm that bad.
People think that they can't learn how to draw. It's just a matter of doing the same thing over and over again until you're confident enough to know what you're doing, essentially. But like I said, who better to learn from than Stan Lee himself?
Because he's such a well-known artist?
No, he's such a well-known name, right?
This is true. Well, for people like me who can't draw and would just prefer to pay other people to draw, I've really this year gotten into picking up art as we've gone to these cons and things. Starting at C2E2, I started looking. I actually commissioned a piece in Emma Frost and then got a couple more lithographs. And Marjorie got some commissions when we went to Wizard World.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just find it a great way to accent, even though my primary collecting is figures, a great thing to kind of put behind there and do some stuff too. If you want to get a quick commission or something, I found this site, ComicConArt.com, that has a lot of budding artists, some of which may have a few comic credits to their name and some of whom may not, but you may like their style and just be able to get a commission in time for Christmas.
I'm digging the picture on their homepage. I don't know if it's a random image or not, but there's a
no, there's
chick.
A nudie woman.
Yep.
It's art, so it's not pornography.
Oh, wait, now I got to look at the nudie woman.
Yeah, there were a couple artists on there. I actually found this site because of some eBay auctions that were going on of some art, and it was original art, and you can get original prints here, full color, for $100 or so. Whereas if there's artists you like, you can get limited prints straight from their website. If you go to eBay, you may pay $50 for these prints, but if you go to their site, they're often $20 plus shipping. I went and recently picked up some lithographs from J. Scott Campbell and G.W. Fisher. G.W. Fisher has 3 for $30 on his site. If there's other artists you like, you may have to hit eBay like Greg Horn. He sells a lot at cons, but nothing online. So hit eBay. But if you notice that the Marvel lover in your life seems to have a character focus, and I don't know that much could beat an original piece of art.
Yeah. Out of all these gifts we're suggesting, I think a piece of custom artwork might be the most personal feeling gift for a collector, to be honest with you.
Now, we've nerded out our house, and I really don't care what anyone thinks of it, but there's a few things that you can do and buy nice gifty items, stocking stuffers for the Marvel level in life or just for yourself. Because
you did this for me last year. You got me a lot of random items.
Yeah.
you know, I'm trying not to be too obsessive where it's like, oh, it's a collectible that I must keep pristine. We use them. We're drinking out of the coffee mugs all the time and things. And it's just a lot of fun. You know, I guess I'm never going to grow up to be my parents. I will always be drinking out of the same kinds of glasses that I'd get at McDonald's with a Happy Meal when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, it's sad when your 6-year-old daughter asks for a glass of milk and I have to stop and think, oh, wait. Spider-Man, or do I actually give her the Budweiser cup? Well, okay, milk in a Budweiser cup. I'm saving Spider-Man for myself for later.
Well, I found a few household items, which would be really cool, I think, as stocking stuffers or just kind of a fun gift pack. But there were, I found a Marvel Ice Cube tray,
which we saw at New York Comic Con and wondered where we could find. UrbanCollector.com has these online, and they're got like Hulk fists and Hulk faces and Iron Man and Cap Shield.
And since they're silicone, you can put other things in them.
You can make candy.
Yes, you can. You can make soap. You can make candy. Anything basically that is a liquid state and then turns into a solid state. They've also got, and I bought one of these for myself. I think I bought it at Comic Con. But it's a Marvel toiletry bag, and it's vintage comics on the outside, and it's not gaudy. It's just right. It's perfect. I bought it at Comic-Con. I think I got it for like $16, $20, something like that. They've got it at urban-collector.com. They've also got other Marvel luggage items if the toiletry bag isn't right. My grandma used to call it a ditty bag, but I store my makeup in it, and it's perfect.
They also have, yeah, backpacks and all types of things.
They have like a train case. They have a gym bag, rolly cart for flying on an airplane. Very cool gifts. And you can stuff it with some of this other stuff, too, if you buy them a bag. Over at geeksoap.net, I found Captain America soap and Arc Reactor soap, which I think are really cool. We might have some of these in our guest bathrooms.
The Arc Reactor soap's really something special. The Captain America soap, it looks a little bit like a cake to me. You know, it's like not quite exact, but the Arc Reactor just is really cool.
Well, it could be mistaken for somebody who's just overly patriotic. You know, it doesn't, without the cap art behind it, it's just like, whoa,
that's
a very patriotic thing of soap there.
Now, over at superherostuff.com, we talked about glasses. They've got just an absolute ton of different glasses. Any kind of hero you could want. They come in sets. They come individually. You can also get them over at Target. They have sets. So check those out. And it is fun. Like you said, Justin, we always have this when we're having dinner. And I go, Marjorie, do you want a drink? And she'll go, yes. And I go, okay, who do you want to drink from? And it's like, we got Hulk. We got Spidey. We got Cap.
Today I was Wolverine. And Arnie got to drink out of Hulk. It's fun. It makes dinner time fun.
Now, if you're looking for something that's a little easier to gift, like a t-shirt, there's plenty of stuff out there for t-shirts in the Marvel Universe and all over the place. But me personally, I like the ones that are more simple. And you see them at Target here and there. But what catches my eye is just basically single logo type of things for each character. Like tonight I'm wearing a Captain America Shield shirt. And I have, you know, even though it's not Marvel, I have a Batman symbol shirt. So if you're looking for stuff like that, there's a cool site called 80stees.com. And it's, you know, 80stees.com. And they have just a metric buttload of t-shirts to choose from over there. And some of them are, you know, between the logo ones, they have some cool vintage looking ones. They even have some wacky kind of overly done ones. I'm not a big fan of when t-shirts go beyond like the chest area and start going up and over the shoulders and under the armpits. But they have those too, if that's your cup of tea.
I kind of like that from time to time. It really depends on the art. And I've learned I have to be selective because I picked up, I don't know if it was at Target or where it was. It might've been at a con, just one that was all of these Marvel heroes faces. And it was a very colorful shirt. I really liked it. We wore it and we're at the mall and this was on Free Comic Day. I bought a bunch of Marvel Selects, and we noticed all these little kids were staring at me. And Marjorie was like, they're just jealous because you bought so many toys. They're hoping they could grow up to buy so many toys. But I'm like, there's something else going on here, and I couldn't put my finger on it. And then I go to the gas station, and I have to go in to get my receipt to pay. And the guy's like, you like comics? And starts really talking about, who's your favorite on your shirt? You got Beast, you got Hulk, you got Iron Man, you got... And all of a sudden it hit me all day. All these little kids have been staring at my shirt. I have never worn that shirt again. So it really depends on the shirt. What's funny is I've never heard of 80s tees, but they're obviously shirts you can get elsewhere. I actually bought Marjorie the Galactus Nom shirt, and she wore that up at New York Comic Con when we interviewed David Vonner. She wanted to honor him with a Galactus shirt.
Yeah, but I need the MODOK baby carrier shirt.
I like myself on this one, and I may just have to go buy this for myself, Thing 1 and Thing 2. Because this is three levels of geekery all in one shirt.
Well, I get the Marvel and I get the Dr. Seuss. What's the third level?
The third one is there's two things on there, and neither is from Dr. Seuss. One is John Carpenter's The Thing from 1982.
Oh.
And the next one is The Thing from Marvel Comics. So it's Dr. Seuss, John Carpenter, Marvel Comics, one shirt. I just wish it wasn't baby blue.
Yeah, that is the one kind of downfall when looking for t-shirts is you kind of are, for the most part, kind of limited to the color they decided to put it on. But there's, with this site, they have a ton of options, you know. Unfortunately, that one is only baby blue. But, you know, they have a couple different versions of just the Fantastic Four logo for t-shirts.
Of course, I will have to personally slap anyone who buys the Electro Don't Tase Me Bro shirt because that is so 2008.
And tired by 2008.
I have to say, some of these shirts are ones you can actually get at Walmart and the discount stores.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
Well, I know that It's Hammer Time one was still sold at Meijer for a long time.
Yeah, it's just a good place to get ideas and check out, too, you know? I mean, I don't know how their prices stack up towards, you know, Walmart's always got good cheap t-shirts. But if you do want to spend a little extra on a t-shirt, like maybe, say, $30, Think Geek has probably the coolest yet plainest t-shirt ever made. They have a black t-shirt with Tony Stark's light-up LED arc reactor in it.
This shirt is so awesome, I have no words. Of course, I would never, ever wear it, but it's exactly. A great idea.
It's so cool, but I would never, ever work up the courage to be like, yeah, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm wearing my Tony Stark light-up shirt.
Oh, but see, you got to be careful, guys, because this has a warning. It doesn't actually prevent shrapnel from reaching your heart.
Oh, darn it.
It also requires AAA batteries.
Yeah, it might be a pain in the butt to actually wash and all that stuff. But as a concept, maybe even as a good Halloween costume next year, I think it's kind of a cool shirt.
I do like that shirt a lot.
Now, I have a Tokidoki problem, and I found a few Tokidoki items which are actually on my Christmas list. The first one is a super cool Captain America hoodie. It's the zip-up one. And it's just got him with a star and his little shield. It's very nice. It's gray.
Because last year I bought you the blue cap hoodie, and that's what got you started really down the Tokidoki clothing collecting path.
Yes.
I like this one. It's not overly cutesy, you know? Some of these Tokidokis could be a little overly cute and almost feminine, but this one I think would work for anybody.
I feel the same way. There's very few Tokidoki items that I, as a man, would feel comfortable wearing, but I could pull off this cap.
Well, the next one is also not so cutesy. It's a Spider-Man hoodie. It's a pullover, and it's Japanese.
This one, it's funny because it's not even the Tokidoki style. It's a Tokidoki brand, but Tokidoki, you know, if you look at the frenzies and all sorts of things, they usually give them stubby limbs and things. Spider-Man's not stubby here. It's stylized. But it just doesn't scream Tokidoki. It's not the same Spider-Man you've already got on eight other Tokidoki t-shirts. So I really like this. And I don't know if I can get it for you now, but long before today's show, I'd already had this picked out as something I was going to buy you. And then now you found it yourself, so it's no longer a good gift.
It's on my Christmas list. It's still a good gift if you get it for a good price. and this is sold out right now, but maybe they'll get more in stock. For the crime fighter in your life, they have Punisher earrings at superherostuff.com. They have a ton of jewelry there. In addition to the Punisher earrings, they also have Spider-Man and Captain America earrings. And again, I'd be very happy to receive any of them. They're very cute. I really like them.
I actually really do too. I think all three work because the Spider-Man ones are like the old Spidey logo from like Spidey Superstories, or when he used to have the flashlight on his belt that he'd shine on villains. And so it's really cool. And then the Cap ones, of course, are the shield, but these are just little stud earrings. They're not like big danglies. So they're subtle, but cool.
There's also, if you're buying jewelry for your woman or man, there's also a tank top and short set that they have at superherostuff.com. Now, you can buy these in other locations, but the Captain America one is really cool. It makes you look really booby when you wear it because it's got fake boobs on it. It's really cool. I got one at New York Comic Con, and it looks pretty good.
So it's good for women and transvestites.
Yes. It's cute. It comes with, like, the little shorty shorts, and they've got the little belt on them, and then the tank top. So it looks like your little Captain America in pajamas.
Yeah, that's cool. I like optical illusion stuff on shirts like that. It's kind of fun.
Especially it works.
When it's boobs.
Yeah, I mean, it's boobs.
It's shiny boobs.
It is shiny boobs. It makes my boobs look awesome because they're shiny.
That's what sells it.
Yeah. Now, the other thing you can get are the Punisher slippers. I think these are more manly slippers with the design.
Well, they come in men's sizes, so yes, I think that's who they're aiming for. But
they're really cute. They have those at Superhero Stuff as well. I think those are great. And, you know, if they had other characters, I'd surely buy them. I don't know how big of a Punisher fan you are. They're wearing a Punisher sweatshirt.
I am wearing a Punisher sweatshirt. I'd put them on my list just because the room we podcast in is cold.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would be useful as well as dangerous.
Just as an overall tip, though, I think, Marjorie, you've really stumbled across a great website for people looking for gifts for their collector, and the Superhero Stuff site. They do a great job of making it easy if all you know about your collector is that, hey, maybe he likes Iron Man. You know, you just go click on the Iron Man thing and you'll start getting ideas right there.
Exactly. It's a great, great website. I found it last year when I bought Arnie all these different assortment of Marvel things. And I just started picking by characters that I knew he liked and found cool stuff that way. Now, the nice thing about this website is they almost always have a sale.
If you pay full price, you're a sucker.
Yeah.
Just follow them on eBay. 13% off is the minimum you should get. I'd say that 10 to 13% off is regular price for them.
So like Kohl's.
Yes.
The internet version of Kohl's.
Or allposters.com, because at allposters.com, everything's on sale all the time. Don't ever give them your email address. Now, I have one last Tokidoki item, and it's unisex. I actually want this one because it's super duper adorable and cute.
We first discovered this when we were in New York, not even at New York Comic Con, just going through down the streets of New York. And we saw stores that would sell this, some of the New York tourist shops. And you really wanted to pick it up then. But I don't know when you'd wear a Hulk beanie.
When I run. Tell me that wouldn't be cute with me in a race.
It would be, but it looks like the pigtails could get rather long. Those won't get in the way?
No. They'll just be on my shoulder.
If you run fast enough, they'll just be flapping behind you.
Exactly.
Well, I found a couple more unusual clothing items. First, over at Superhero Stuff, they have tattoo sleeves, full sleeves of Marvel characters that you can put on, and it looks like you have a full sleeve tattoo.
Now, have you ever seen these in person?
I haven't, but if you like click on the items, there are actual demo shots that are fairly cool looking. You know, you put another shirt over them, and it looks a little bit shinier than a real tattoo. It'd be like a really fresh tattoo, you know. Maybe if you put it through the wash a few times, then it'll start looking like a more real tattoo.
Well, I was going to say, we have a couple lying around that are not necessarily Marvel ones. They sell these at the store, just, you know, like koi fish designs and stuff. And they're actually pretty convincing looking from a few feet away. And they kind of feel neat, too, because they're tight. And it's basically like a pantyhose type of material. So they fit skin tight, and it kind of makes you feel all cool and bikery having some full-on sleeved-out tats.
I would wear these. I would definitely wear, like, the Spider-Man or Ghost Rider one.
I would wear them as if I was wearing a long-sleeve shirt with that print on them. I don't know that I'd want to walk around posing that I got a tattoo that I don't really have.
See, I was thinking I'd, like, wear it at Comic-Con or something, you know? Like,
you'd be lame and I'd have to punch you in the face.
Oh. Okay. So maybe check with your wife first.
Why are you going to wear fake tattoo sleeves? I don't get it. It's stupid. Don't buy it.
I thought they were kind of cool looking.
No.
Although, if you check the Captain America one, I guess they look really bad when they wrinkle.
Yeah, you have to be careful which one you get and where they hit on your arm. Like the old hula dancer from the Sailors. Some of these might be doing some weird things.
I also found, this was when I was testing the Kindle Fire on the Marvel site, I happened to see a pop-up ad for some Marvel Comics throw blankets. But not just any throw blankets with sleeves.
So fake Snuggies.
Fake Snuggies that are costumes of Marvel characters.
Again, creepy.
You can wear a Spider-Man costume or an Iron Man costume. And still have your hands free to play backgammon.
And or fight off people who are trying to take it off of you.
I'm sorry, I know it's not Marvel, but the Superman one is the best. These are ridiculous. How could you suggest these as gifts?
These are the perfect gag gift. These are hysterical. And there are some people who actually do wear them. They come in both adult and children's sizes. You can get Spider-Man in red or black. Or Iron Man. I couldn't believe they had this advertised on the Marvel site. There's this guy who just looks totally dorky with his hands on his hips and his Iron Man snuggie on. This is a hysterical gag gift, yes. Plus, you never know. You get cold, you might end up using it. You just never would admit using it in public. Be sure to take it off before starting any FaceTime chats.
I'll be honest, my office building is super freezing, and a lot of my employees wear Snuggies, and it's creepy like a cult.
Oh, that is not okay.
No, it's not okay.
We've invented sweaters and corduroys. You know, it's not like we need blankets and pajamas as a society
to walk
around.
This isn't just a blanket. This is a slanket.
No, these are great gag gifts, but honestly, society, stop it.
Yeah, it's just, oh, they're creepy. Oh, I hate Snuggies.
And the commercials where they make it socially acceptable to wear them out to football games. And
it's not.
It's not okay.
It's not socially acceptable to wear them anywhere.
It is okay if it's an Iron Man pattern.
No, it's not okay ever. Ever, ever. So you guys have just cemented this is what we're getting in the Secret Santa exchange, right? Oh my God, those are so bad. All right, I have another Tokidoki item, which one of these I actually have because it's hard to find a good iPhone case. And I'm mad because this one actually was sold out for a while. But they have really cool slide-on iPhone cases. And they have one with Spider-Man hanging down in his web with the Tokidoki character Bastardino.
He's a little dog, and he's a cactus pup.
He's a cactus pup. He looks like my doggy. He's very cute. It's currently out of stock. They're $40, but they also have one with all the Marvel characters, and then they've also got a Captain America one, which is kind of cool, too. He's super cute. Good price. Now, Black Friday at Tokidoki, everything's 30% off.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh is right.
Just one slight little note on the iPhone and iPhone 4S. The buttons are slightly different, so I'm not sure how this case works, but make sure you know which iPhone your giftee might have before getting something like this, though. I've been burned on a few cases because they're slightly different.
I did not know that.
Just slightly enough so the other ones won't work. I think they did it on purpose at Apple.
Probably.
Now, again, we said we're trying to stay away from pre-orders, but speaking of iPhone cases, over at Big Bad Toy Stores, they have just started taking pre-orders for a new licensee, Barely There, that is doing iPhone 4 and 4S cases, and they've got some pretty kick-ass art on those. So, you know, Tokidoki, if you love that style, you're not going to go wrong. If you prefer a more classic comic book style, this would be a good gift to pre-order, because they're a little pricey. I consider $35 and $40 just really on the high end for a phone case, but it's a great gift.
Yeah, it looks like they have a lot of almost cover art quality type of images there.
Yeah, I actually really like the Cap ones on there. All three of the Captain America iPhone 4 cases are really nice, especially the newsreel one that has, like, the World War II feel and all of that.
Yeah, pretty cool all the way around.
Now, occasionally I head over to Etsy to get ideas for crafty projects or to buy them if I'm feeling a little bit lazy. Well, over at Etsy, I found some Chuck Taylors that were hand-painted with Marvel superheroes on them. Now, they ran, I believe they're around $110, but you're getting custom painted Chuck Taylors. And they're awesome. They have Spider-Man, Wolverine, Hulk on them on one shoe, and then the other one they had Cap, Iron Man, and Thor.
Yeah, those did sell, but he does have others. He's got some He's got a hand-painted Spider-Man backpack, as well as little antenna toppers. So we'll link to his store from our homepage, and you can see some of these. And maybe he'll paint some more Chuck Taylors up if you send him an email.
He's got a cool Venom car antenna ball.
Mm-hmm. But let's get to what we normally talk about here at Marvelicious Toys. We've done a lot of miscellaneous type of stuff for gifts, but come on. Toys. People want toys. And it's kind of hard to buy toys for a toy collector because you don't know what they have, what they don't. If you're not in their collection, you don't know which figures they might need. So we do have some suggestions, though, for toys that could augment their collection and that they probably don't have.
And I think the first one Justin and I possibly listed, both of us, and that's Marvel Frenzies.
Oh, yeah. Those are fun.
They are. I love blind package items. They are just a ball. And I've now got a complete set. I'm hoping they do a series, too. They seem to be wildly popular, but they're great because, as Forrest Gump says, you never know what you're going to get.
Life is like a box of Tokidokis.
These are great. You can get them on Amazon for $8 apiece. You can get them on eBay for about $5 apiece if you want to buy a full case. And, you know, this would be wonderful if you're in a situation where, like, your kid has a whole bunch of classmates that he needs to get something for and you want to spend $5 per classmate or something. Or if you are going to join our Secret Santa and just want an extra little stocking stuffer to throw in there. I mean, pick up a case. You can gift these to all the Marvel lovers in your life.
Yeah, and I'm still a little creeped out by the Punisher. He's kind of Team America-looking Punisher.
He is. You're right.
Gary from Team America. Well, like Arnie said, you know, with collectors, you never know what they have and what they don't have. But over the last year, there's been a handful of figures that have just been nearly impossible to find. And most collectors may not have gone out of their way to get them, because if they're like me, you're kind of waiting, hoping that they do eventually show up at retail. But if you want to put that little extra effort in and find an online retailer or head to eBay, there's a couple figures that I think we can suggest that would definitely make a collector smile real big from ear to ear on gift giving day. The first is one that we just talked about recently, which is Sif from the Thor line. Now, Arnie has that one, and Margie was betting that I would break down and get that one for myself by the time the show rolled around, and I'm happy to say I have not broken down yet.
Really?
I have not.
Wow.
And it was kind of hard.
You challenged him.
Yeah, that's the only reason why. He's probably got it, like, ready to go on Friday morning. Ha! I waited. I'll show her.
And it made it even harder because I was doing a little research on pricing to figure out, you know, what she's sitting at. And right now, you know, the average price on eBay, depending on if it's a buy it now or you get lucky on winning an auction, is right around $24 plus shipping. So that's not horrible. She was going for quite a bit more than that, you know, initially.
I think it's probably because the cases have shipped and initially they were just, you know, leaked from other countries.
Yep. And then another one that we've talked about is the Strike Missile Shocker from the Spider-Man Heroes and Villains line. And that's one that Arnie and I both were lucky enough to get from a Canadian collector, which seems like the only place that is seeing this figure. So once again, you're probably going to have to head to eBay to pick that one up. And that one kind of swings wildly. I've seen auctions ending at $16, and I've seen some ending at $45. So, you know, it's the way eBay works, I guess, but I know I would be super excited if I found a Canadian carded Shocker under my Christmas tree.
And let me just say, I own all the figures you're going to mention, but I would still be super excited for them. You know, it's like, so if the rare chance that the collector already has them, these figures are so rare that they're still going to warm the cockles of their heart and they're going to know you want that extra step.
Exactly, because maybe the one they do have, they've opened or they've mm-hmm. left on card. Now they have one that they can, you know, vice versa. So that's either way, that's a great point. And the last one is probably the oldest of these, but it's the Mandarin figure from the comic series in the Iron Man 2 line. And Arnie is one of the few people I know personally who actually has had this figure in his hands. This guy has been super elusive.
Well, keep in mind, you say I have these. The only way I was able to get all of these is by buying full cases of figures on pre-order.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I mean, I wasn't lucky enough to walk into Target and just get them. I just did what most collectors don't, which is say, screw it, I'm not going to play the waiting game.
But yeah, I mean, that one is right around the $16 mark right now. But I mean, that guy was topping out at $70, $80 on eBay a while ago. So still a very hard to find figure and would make me super duper happy in my pants for that guy. Now I sound like Arnie.
And there's some others too. I mean, Vision is a really hard to find figure. The original Nick Fury that you got with the Digital Comics Unlimited, or the current Digital Comics Unlimited Special Archangel. And that is still available. And I think that's going to be going away pretty soon. If they follow the Nick Fury pattern, come New Year's, Archangel will be taken offline, and then we'll wait a few months and then it'll be Doctor Doom available. So if somebody wants the Archangel, you could give them, again, that Digital Comics Unlimited subscription with or without a Kindle Fire and give them the Archangel figure that they're not going to be able to get any other way. And I still don't get why you can subscribe to the Digital Comics for $60 and that figure's over $100 every time it sells on eBay. But
it does not make sense. But, I mean, that's a good point. If you are going to gift somebody just the Archangel, you know that that's what they want. Go ahead and get the subscription. It's two gifts in one. Even if they don't use the subscription as much as you think they might, you know, that's a better bargain than just getting the one figure for more than the cost of the subscription.
And there are a lot of gift type items available in the figures. There's that X-Men box set and some of the bigger items that collectors may not have bought themselves. The variant of that box set that seems to only be available at the Disney store with the Bamfang Nightcrawler. These are things that, again, collectors just may not have picked up because they just buy the individual carded figures and things, and it's just a nice gift set.
Yep. And in that same vein, the San Diego Comic-Con colored original version of the Sentinel, which is not shipping yet but is getting ready to, and we don't know if that's going to hit retail or just be an online thing like the Galactus was last year. That one you can get at online places like Big Bad Toy Store, and I know Entertainment Earth has it. So that would be something exciting to have pop up for a gift.
And that is expected to ship before Christmas, so they would be able to have it under the tree. And again, if you're dealing with an adult collector, I'm going to tell you a secret. Getting a Sentinel for Christmas, if you don't have one, would be the ultimate gift, because for that brief moment, they'll be eight again, and this will be the AT-AT or Castle Grayskull or whatever it was when they were growing up, the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier. To get a 19-inch toy as an adult, they're going to just, for a brief moment, be a child again and love it.
Agreed.
And now, for the person who wants to spend a little bit more on a gift and go a little bit more high-end for the action figures, I've got some recommendations that I've kind of dabbled in over the past year. Kotobukiya and their fine art statues are just a wonderful thing. Again, if you know their favorite character and it's one that they've made, you can really get some good bargains on some of these somewhere. I've seen the Cable fine art statue. I know a lot of people like Cable. I've seen Cable for as low as $85.
Wow.
The Colossus statue. That's something I think I'm going to put on my list, is that Colossus fine art statue just shipped. And then the Avengers Reborn Iron Man fine art statue, which we are still giving away and will be giving away on our next show. Listen to our last show to figure out how to win. You can get that online for about half of retail. Amazon has it for $99, which is just amazing for these fine art statues. And again, even if they're not a statue collector, I think it's nice to have a nice high-end piece to accent, you know, kind of a centerpiece that then the other figures can huddle around.
That'd be more my approach. I mean, I know you collect a lot more of the statues and busts than I do, but that'd be the way I would go about it. You know, get an Iron Man and pop some of my 3 3/4-inch guys around them and got a neat little display.
And there's a lot of other items. Sideshow has several, and it really depends on the character you like, but they've got the life-sized busts that are, again, a great centerpiece thing. Or we talked about before with their legendary scale figures, how maybe just one for the home theater or the TV room or something like that. You can get the Hulk life-sized bust in stock right now at Sideshow. They've got the legendary scale bust, which is half scale, and that Emma Frost that I pre-ordered is supposed to be shipping pretty soon. You can go the life-size bust. There's just a lot of great centerpiece items that you can give there and check it out at Sideshow Toys. They've got the Bowen statues there too, like the MODOK that Marjorie gave me for Valentine's Day. That is truly one of our centerpiece items, and I love that MODOK.
I like looking at them every time we watch TV.
And then, of course, there's the crack that Justin got me on. You know, your first hit's always free, right, Justin?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad Justin's taking the hit on this.
Well, Justin told you to give me the crack.
He didn't tell me. Oh, wait, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I just told you where to get the crack. I didn't actually sell you the crack.
No, Justin told me to get it. He sent you
to Mr. Brownstone.
He said that you would really like it.
And I do. And we're talking Hot Toys. And these things are
hot.
Icy. But you know what? I used to balk at the thought of spending over $100 on an action figure until Marjorie gave me one of these things. And all of a sudden, I went, you mean it's only $150? I must have more of them. And so I do warn the spouses out there that you may be giving your spouse an addiction. But again, if they like the movies and the way I came back to Marvel is through their movies, they have great representations of the movie characters. Next year, they're going to get a little bit into the comic stuff too. But right now, I would say just yesterday, Justin, I got home, and what was waiting for me for Thanksgiving? My Mark V Iron Man.
All right.
This thing is so detailed. It's almost like chain armor, the way they've sculpted every panel of that suitcase armor. This thing is absolutely impressive. I'm highly recommending the Mark V as a Christmas gift because it is just now shipping, readily available. They can have it under the tree and have the reaction I had last year when Marjorie gave me Mech Test Tony Stark, which was awe and joy.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of, it's so cool! What is it? I love the box! What is it?
There's also the movie Spider-Man one, which was so cool if they like Spider-Man. I love the movie outfit for Spider-Man, and it's the Spider-Man outfit from the Raimi films, so it's not the new Amazing Spider-Man outfit. This one is sold out at Sideshow, but you can find it at some other e-tailers and not pay the inflated prices. And again, these will go up in price, especially if they sell out like Spider-Man did.
Yeah, that's one thing you're guaranteed. If they sell out, which most of the times they do, they're going to be a pretty penny on the secondary market. And that's why you don't want to miss out on the big Mamma Jamma coming out next year.
Ironmonger.
Uh-huh.
Even the ones that don't sell out, like, for example, Abigail Whistler or Black Widow, both of which sat around for a while, when they finally sold out, they did go up in price by a couple $100s on the secondary market. Right now, Odin is sitting around for $20 off at Sideshow. That doesn't mean he's always going to be cheap. You may get a good bargain now, but if Abigail Whistler is any indication, you're going to be paying quite a bit more 1 year from now, or when Thor 2 rolls around. But yeah, if you want to give a pre-order, I was so happy as a birthday gift to receive a pre-order for Ironmonger. It was a wonderful, wonderful gift that I will receive around Valentine's Day. Or even bigger, I'm going to give this a medium recommendation. It's great because of the price, is the Iron Man Mark IV with gantry. The Mark IV is already $300 on eBay alone. The gantry is big and impressive and just looks awesome, but it seems unnecessary as a first entry into Hot Toys.
You know who I see Hot Toys being the perfect gift for? Maybe your guy used to be a collector, and then you guys have been together for a while, and over the years, he kind of let collecting go and got rid of all of his action figures that he had. What better way to say, hey, I appreciate that you got rid of all that stuff, than to get him one cool 12-inch super articulated figure from Hot Toys?
Because it's not just going to be one.
You don't understand how hard it is for me not to just venture over into the DC movies. It's just a Batman and a Superman.
The Batman is hard to say no to. I will say that.
I'm having a harder time with the Superman.
Yeah.
With his Fortress of Solitude base.
All right. This section's hard enough as it is. another thing that you may have to pre-order because it's not going to be ready for shipping until, you know, spring of 2012, but it is super cool. And if you have a Deadpool fan, this is something that they won't have yet because it's a pre-order, but they will definitely dig it. Gentle Giant has a pencil holder, but it's basically just Deadpool's head with holes that you can put pencils and pens and all kinds of stuff in. And it's perfectly Deadpool and a little bit creepy and a little bit inappropriate.
It looks like Pinhead.
Except, only if you put pins.
You know, Justin, with you being an artist, I see this and a Deadpool fan. I see this as like right up your alley because you can put your drawing pens in it and it's Deadpool.
Exactly. And it comes pre-stuck with a couple, you know, ninja throwing stars in there and an arrow. So even if you don't have pens and pencils to put in there, he still looks like he's been maimed just a bit. But it's a great sculpt. You can see he's frowning under his mask and not too happy about the arrow in his temple. So if you have a hard-to-find or a hard-to-shop-for Deadpool fan in your life, I think this would be a pretty big hit.
And that's by Gentle Giant. I'd also recommend that Captain America movie mini bust. It was a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. There are some available on their website. And we are giving one away here at Marvelicious Toys. Again, our one-year anniversary contest. You have a couple more weeks to enter. Listen to our last show, our one-year anniversary show, for details on how to win. But you can win the Iron Man Fine Art statue, $25 gift certificate to Backstage Toys, a Deadpool t-shirt from Backstage Toys, a cool X-Men First Class Minimates box set from Backstage Toys, and the Gentle Giant San Diego Comic-Con Captain America mini bust. These are all prizes that are going out to listeners, and there's a number of ways to enter. We ran it down in the last show, but go ahead and enter. And to those of you who listened, yes, if you share this announcement on Twitter and Facebook, that is an entry. So you can enter several times to be in the drawing and listen to the next show to find out if you won.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I think that tryptophan's starting to kick in, and I'm ready for a nap.
I hear ya. So we are going to sign off. I guess we have to go buy Marjorie some pool toys at Toys R Us. Don't forget, links to all of the items we talked about on this show can be found at our homepage, marvelicioustoys.com. And while there, sign up for our holiday gift exchange. You have till December 1st for that.
So I'm going to get ready to go throw some elbows at Target and Walmart just for no good reason. Maybe even swing by Best Buy to tackle a few people.
Oh, wait. Are we supposed to shop tomorrow? Because I was going to go beat people up, too.
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't going to shop. I was just going to go cause some chaos.
Okay. But. And rock like Amadeus.
That's how I do, yo. All right. So until next time, Jew collectors.
Make mine marvelicious.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show at marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars Collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated, copyright 2011, all rights reserved.
I think we're looking good. Let me make sure I'm recording on my end. I should be.
Are you sure you look good in my tights and my fuzzy socks and my Blackhawks sweatshirt?
I meant looking good on volume levels. And Justin looks good. Hey, Justin.
How you doing?
Oh, my favorite toy, the talking superhero squad, Captain America. I love him. He is my favorite.
Seriously, every time we're in the toy aisle.
I'm Captain America!
She will push the chest of at least one, and if she's feeling really feisty, all of them so they all talk at once.
I'm Captain America!
I'm still confused where the brass section comes from whenever he talks.
Rise and shine, shoulders!
And soldiers.
We will know when Justin's mic goes bad as like the 2-minute warning, to use the football analogy. So
I don't think that's a football analogy, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is. Yep, ha! Pro football.
Why do they get a 2-minute warning?
Because, okay. To get off track super big time. I don't know. It's just a rule that's been in there forever.
That's stupid.
They don't do it in college, though.
I didn't realize they didn't do it in college. They did it in Madden for Genesis, so that's how I knew.
Yep.
Now let's move on. Let's start the show.
Sir, yes, sir.
Sorry. Don't think we need to discuss about what we like in porn.
That's where we were heading, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I really like it when the girl, she guy, and then she I mean, come on.
I tell you what, I love the Spider-Man socks I got last year. I just don't know when I'm going to wear them.
Why wouldn't you wear them?
I'd wear them every day.
I have Yoda socks.
Because, okay, truth in advertising, my underwear that matches them got lost. So I just, it doesn't feel right to split up the set, you know?
Well, obviously you split up the set once. Did you check makeout point or, you know, is that where your underwear is?
That's place number one that I usually look.
Ah, okay.
No luck. I have the police involved.
Got it. Don't get kidnapped in Mexico, Justin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to touch wood there. All right.
Already? We usually do that during the intermission for the show.
That's what you're doing later. I mean,
during the hentai porn.
Secrets out, folks.
If you're into, can you please not bump that anymore?
I didn't do it on purpose.
I know you don't, but you did it 6 times during the Swan show.
You counted?
Yeah.
You're nuts.
Because I had to edit them all out.
What's the sweet Christmas sound?
It's Luke Cage going, sweet Christmas!
Did we have that last year?
We did.
I forgot about that.
It actually was really hard as hell to do because I had to go by the PC version of...
Oh, I remember now. Play the game.
Yeah, the game. And then hack it to get all the sound files out. And then they were named in binary and just listen to all the sound effects from that really cool game, the Secret War one. What's it called? Ultimate Alliance. I had to just sit there listening to sound effects from that game for about 4 hours before I ran across Sweet Christmas, and then I couldn't catch it in time, and so I still didn't know what file it was and had to start over.
Oh, shit.
So,
the
yes,
things you don't do for our hobby, I'm telling you.
Well... really this year gotten into picking up art as we've gone to these cons and things, starting at C2E2, you know.
How does Art feel about that?
He's good with it. He likes
He's good
to be,
with it?
He likes
a little
to be,
sore.
He likes to be carried around. That's okay. The other day I was feeling Rick. Because of...
Gonna kick Rick's ass.
Yep. Phone correcting. I was sick, not Rick.
Oh, I'm feeling really Rick right now.
Yeah. I called in Rick.
Rick and Art over at the Carvalho's this evening. It should get interesting.
It's a key party.
Sounds like Arnie gets to be the loser in that situation.
Sorry, I'm tired. And I don't feel well. I've been on Tylenol cold medicine for 2 weeks.
On a Tylenol cold medicine bender.
I am wacky.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not allowed to make any more dick jokes, so.
Just take some Nodos and some NyQuil and see who wins, you know?
That sounds like a Tiger Woods date. Here's the thing about the Kindle Fire that makes it attractive is it's only $200 and it's a full Android tablet. Now, it's only 7-inch versus the 9-inch that you get with the touchpad or the iPad.
And I'm not even going to make a joke about the inches.
We've had enough inch jokes this year. It's, you know, we need new material.
I have to hold my inch jokes till 2012. Okay. Yeah.
You have to hold it for 12 inches.
We've met our dick quota.
But if you can handle a little bit smaller. If size doesn't matter to you. If the others feel too big in your hand.
Oh my God.
I'll let Justin regain his composure.
God. All right.
Now I hope we met our dick quota.
I think so. All right, I'm good.